healthy has almost, you know, you're eating junk food or whatever you want to call it, has almost become as much a tradition as watching the Super Bowl?
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, it's a big problem. You know, we're talking about it for the Super Bowl because it's a specific time when it happens. But it's a big problem in America. The CDC says that 85% of all chronic disease is nutrition-related.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're talking about health in general. We're specifying it for the Super Bowl, and I put together 10, you know, items and recipes for you, you know, for your article, but it's a major health issue. Let's put it this way. If we ate and drank properly, we wouldn't have a health care crisis in the United States.
Wow.
I know that's not what your article's on, but I'm just saying that's how important it is.
I mean, I'm a cardiology writer, and I mean, one of my tools tests is cardiology writing, and I've read studies that even like one high fat meal can put somebody over the edge for a heart attack.
That's possible, but definitely several of them, or doing it on a continuing basis, definitely puts us there for a heart attack. Inflammation is a huge problem. And with proper diet and the proper water, I use a hydroxide water called Aqua OH that eliminates the acid. But acid, which comes from hydrogen protons, is what causes acidosis, which is what causes inflammation. And that affects almost all chronic diseases, including heart disease. So it's all interrelated. We're just doing it for the Super Bowl, you know, because it's a big game and a lot of people will be watching.
Let me see.
Did you send me that email yet?
Pardon?
Did you send me that email yet?
I think I did. If I hit send, I did.
Let me see if I got it yet.
Yeah.
Nope, Nanny Georgia. Green Chamber.
Keith
no.
at drcantor.com?
No, Keith at... Dr. Dr. Keith Cantor.com.
Right. Oh, Dr. Keith Cantor.
Yeah, Dr. Keith Cantor.com.
Hold on. Dr.
Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Cantor, K-A-N-T-O-R, no period after the Dr.
Okay. So basically the Super Bowl is a good time for you to
follow. I got it.
That is the year. Okay. I've seen articles you talk about food cravings, and the foods for the Super Bowls are that you see in the supermarket, like for example the tortilla chips, the potato chips, but I don't know what else. What else do you usually see, I guess?
Lots of sugary things.
Okay, like I guess soda. A lot of salty things.
That's right, a lot of salty things, and the salty things almost all contain sugar in them also.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was going to do is, I'll send you the recipes right now, I think I wrote down.
Well, actually, I'm going to put you on the spot a little, because we don't do recipes, but I would love some tips.
Well, I definitely have tips for you, so that's not a problem, but my PR guy said he wanted 10... different items.
Yeah, well, tips.
That's funny. I said tips and he said no items. That's funny. Well, I'll give you both. How's that?
Yes. Let me ask you this, though, because I flesh it out with an article. Salt and sugar basically are really set off cravings, right?
Well, sugar does.
Uh-huh.
Salt really doesn't set off cravings. Salt just isn't good for you.
Okay.
And it's really not true. It's not that salt, the sodium really in the salt isn't good for you. It's that the ratio of potassium to sodium in the United States is wrong. It's supposed to be 5-1, and we're more like 1-1. So instead of explaining it to the people the right way, we just tell them to... not eat salt, instead of telling them to watch their salt to potassium ratio. It's supposed to be 5 parts potassium to 1 part sodium. And like I said, in the US, it's more like 1 to 1. So that's what throws it off. And the easiest way to explain it to the public is don't eat salt.
What should we be saying, though, instead? I mean...
Well, it depends on how sophisticated the person is and how much he wants to watch. He has to look at his sodium to potassium ratio. If you eat a huge amount of bananas, you could have more salt. But people aren't going to do that, they figured, so they just tell them to stay away from it. You want to stay away from food that's acidic, like alcohol and sugar and things like that, because it causes inflammation. I sent you both of those things, by the way. So you do have 10 meals and recipes, including a couple desserts and even an alcohol drink, a mojito. Because that's the other thing, they have lots of alcohol.
Alcohol, that's another big one.
That's right. So let me give you some tips, and then I'll answer any questions you have.
Okay.
First of all, people should drink 1/2 their body weight in ounces of water per day. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you should drink 75 ounces of water. Like I said, I believe in hydroxide water, which is an alkaline water that has a lot of OH to it. It's made from limestone. It's called Aqua-OH, and it eliminates the acid. And the acid causes acidosis, which causes inflammation, which is very bad for everything. Gout, arthritis, Crohn's disease, heart disease, and you could go on and on. But by drinking that much water, it'll keep you a little fuller, keep you hydrated, and your body mixes up lots of times when it's thirsty or when it's hungry. So if you keep the body properly hydrated, that'll help a lot. If you're going to drink during the Super Bowl, which most people tend to do, drink a glass of water in between every beer or glass of wine or whatever it is you're drinking. That'll keep you hydrated. You know, alcohol tends to dehydrate you. It'll make you fuller, so you'll drink less and eat less, both of which are problems during, you know, any holiday, especially like the Super Bowl and stuff like that. But you'll have a lot less alcohol, which is always a problem on Super Bowl day. Here's another thing. If you normally exercise, which, you know, a certain percentage of people do, don't skip it because of the Super Bowl. Either exercise early, exercise late, you know, depending on when the game is, of course. But don't skip your exercise. And if for some reason, because you're going someplace special for the Super Bowl game, you know, to watch it, make sure you walk at least, you know, before the game, after the game, during halftime, to burn up some of those excess calories that you're doing. But it also keeps your metabolism going, which will keep the fat burning or the calorie burning metabolism going stronger than if we're just lying on the couch watching the game the whole time.
Great idea.
And, you know, at least, like I said, you walk, you could have one of those, like, Fitbit things, try to get in 10,000 steps. Here's something else. Don't skip, the game's usually late, so don't skip breakfast and lunch, because you know you're going someplace. Because then you go there and you're totally famished, you're starving, and eat everything in sight. If you have a normal, healthy breakfast and a normal, healthy lunch, you could see plenty of those on my websites. Which do you want the websites?
Please.
One is...
We don't link, but I mean, I can get ideas from it. Okay.
www.drkeithcantor.com is one. Mm-hmm. And the other one is namedprogram.com. Mm-hmm. And that one you could get a free week's worth of recipes for. You know, off of it.
www.namedprogram.com.
Uh-huh. Your name, Charlotte. And the other one's just drkeithcantor.com. But there's plenty of recipes on there and things like that. Now, I do it more specifically for specific diseases, but also for weight loss and just staying healthy. So don't skip breakfast and lunch is another one. have as much protein as you possibly can. So if you're eating during the game, try to fill up on as much protein. If they're having something that has chicken or meat or even hamburgers, try to eat as much protein, because protein makes you feel full or fuller than carbohydrates and fats. Even though you need some healthy fats, but it still makes you feel fuller. They're slower to digest, so it keeps you fuller longer. Mm-hmm. And it burns more calories to digest protein than fats or carbohydrates.
Right.
So try to fill up on as much protein as you can. That'll help. And then if it's possible, depending on how they're serving, just take one serving. Fill up your plate. Like you're at a restaurant, and just take one serving. And what we tend to do is, instead of that, we'll take, you know, a dozen small servings, which adds up to a lot more than one big serving.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And of course, you know, you want to stay away as much as you can from anything sugary. It's just going to make you more hungry, because it stimulates the opiate receptors, and it tells you to, if you're addicted to a substance, then it tells you to have that. But assuming you're not, it sends out chemicals that tell you to eat more sugar or more alcohol or whatever. So stay away from sugars. Stay away from the gravies, and try to have the simplest natural dips you can, like avocado and hummus, instead of the real sugary sweet dips that have everything in them.
Okay, that's a good tip. Uh-huh. So sort of like try to stay away from the nachos, for example?
You could have some nachos, but what are you going to put on the nachos? If you just have nachos and cheese, or nachos and cheese and a little meat, it's okay, but you start putting on, 15 different toppings on it, and then you just turn something that was 20, 30 calories into 130 calories.
Mm-hmm.
So just wash all your sauces and gravies and toppings.
Like the sour cream and...
Yeah, that all adds up. Dairy has, in general, has a decent amount of calories.
Okay. What other snack foods? If you're going to have a Super Bowl party and you're saying, okay, I want to put out some healthy snacks, you mentioned like...
A vegetable platter, people like it, with a dip, like a natural dressing, like a ranch dressing, or even better, oil and vinegar, but it's fine. Fruit, people love fruits with, the toothpicks in them, and they'll eat it. Mm-hmm. Strawberries, cantaloupe, watermelon, all of that is still available in most places. And those are very healthy snacks.
Uh-huh.
For you. And you could fill up on those, because even though they have some sugar in it, it's pretty it's natural sugar.
Right. Any other snack ideas?
Well, like I said, fruit and vegetables are the best snacks to have.
Right.
And then any protein snacks that you could have without a lot of goop on them. If you're going to have chicken, don't have fried chicken. Just have, grilled chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You could grill vegetables. They taste delicious. And again, the water is a big thing. Drink the proper amount of water, 1/2 your body weight in ounces per day, and have a glass of water between every alcoholic drink that you have, if you're going to have alcoholic drinks. Yeah, I lost you.
Hi, sorry, that was probably my phone.
Yeah, I'm on my regular phone, so it shouldn't have been me.
I'm on my cell, so obviously you'll see.
not guacamole.
Guacamole is good. Avocado is very good. As a matter of fact, that's one of the healthy fats.
Right.
That's good for you. Now, like I said, and hummus is good for you.
Right.
That's it's just that we don't have just guacamole or hummus. We add a dozen things to it.
Right. Right.
And that's what happens.
Right.
Just like a good hot dog. You know, hot dogs aren't the healthiest thing in the world, but if you get a good one, like a Hebrew National or something, it's not that bad, but it's everything that we put on it is what makes it a lot worse.
Right. These are delicious. We really don't do recipes, like I said, but these are wonderful. I will be trying them.
Well, but you could just use some of them as examples and not do the recipe, just what the item is. But that's what my guy told me you wanted, so I prepared it for you.
Yeah. You could put out a bowl of olives, for example.
That's right. Olives are good. Grapes, almost any type of fruits are good. Vegetables, and like I said, you could grill the vegetables. Have water out there. No, for the people, or bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
For the people, and if you do that, it'll be a less unhealthy day.
This sounds great. Giving me a couple of thoughts, because you do talk about, addiction and craving. How do you keep cravings in check if you go to a Super Bowl party?
Okay, well, now first of all, if you have cravings, it depends what it's for. If it's for like drugs and alcohol is one thing, but the bottom line is all cravings come from the opiate receptors, which are cells in our bodies. They're in our brain, our spinal cord, and our gastrointestinal tract. And when they're stimulated, which lots of times it's by drugs or alcohol, they secrete chemicals that tell us to have more. But other things stimulate the opiate receptors. The biggest things are sugar, dairy products, gluten, artificial sweeteners, preservatives, additives, obviously alcohol, caffeine, nicotine. All those things stimulate the opiate receptors to release chemicals. If you're not addicted to a drug or alcohol, it'll just give you urges for more food or cravings for more food. But 100% of our urges or cravings come from the opiate receptors. Everything comes from there except for sex, which comes from a different place. So you want to stay away from that. That's why they say, and somebody wrote a book, that sugar is as addicting as, I think, cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's true. Sugar stimulates the opiate receptors, and when it does that, it also throws the insulin mechanism off, which gives you cravings for more sugar, or tells the cells to drop sugar, and then it stimulates the opiate receptors again. So it's a vicious cycle.
Right. Okay. So the little awareness of that is good to have too when you're looking at a Super Bowl buffet.
Yeah. Stay away from sugar, gluten, dairy, artificial sweeteners except for stevia, anything artificial, anything that's prepackaged basically, because all those additives and preservatives are bad. We all know alcohol already is bad, but caffeine and nicotine will also stimulate the opiate receptors and give us more urges.
I just looked at your emails, and between that and our discussion, I'm sure I'll have a lot of stuff for an article.
Okay, and if you need anything else, give me a call.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for having me. Will you send me the link when it comes out?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
When will it come out?
I think it comes out a week from Friday.
Okay, that'd be perfect.
That's gonna, that way. I think it's a week from Friday. And
they wanted a couple days before the Super Bowl.
Right, and they'll sit up there all weekend.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, great. If you need anything else, call me.
Thank you, I will.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day. Bye.